the General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 263 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of January 12th, 2020. This week, we play Farm Simulator 2021. Someone peed in my pants, and the U.S. government is getting the best, 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 the best. Of you. I'm CJ, and I got with me Dom.
Clap. There, I'm clapping.
I fucking...
Is this clapping better for you?
Yeah, I'd like to visually and audibly hear that you have the clap. And TJ.
I'm itchy down under.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. You went to Australia?
I thought we were talking about the clap.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy
it's
to hear.
It's also pussy.
I'm happy to hear.
No, ooh. That's your pussy.
Oh,
would you? All right, yeah, we're gonna get on with this episode.
Starting off fresh.
It's getting
hot takes.
Hot takes, guys. We got the hot takes. Oh boy. So we'll start the way we usually do with what are you playing? I've actually been playing The Crew 2.
You bitch.
I'm confused. Your name's not on here.
You motherfucker.
I know it's not on there, but I just wanted to ask you guys about it. I didn't actually want to talk about it, but have you played any of the Crew games? The
no.
Crew?
The, no.
There have always been.
I thought we talked about it.
There's always been better driving games.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a driving game. It's like a, like, you know, like you're like a stunt person, kind of like driving around doing stunts and movies, but there's also street racing and I don't know. It's fun.
Sounds like Forza Horizon 4 where you do both of those things also.
But better.
Yeah, except you can fly planes, drive cars, drive boats. And motorcycles.
That sounds like
it does
those.
Look, it actually looks kind of cool. It reminds me of Need for Speed Underground, like the nighttime driving and stuff.
It's a lot of fun. I've been liking it so far, and it's really fun to like, because like after you do any like event or anything like that, like it goes in just like a, you know, like a free drive or free play mode, where you can like fly around the map and everything. And I just like give the controller to my kid. And he's like, I want to fly the plane. And then he flies up really high and then just crashes into the ground a bunch of times and laughs maniacally.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what I've been dealing with. But TJ, you're actually playing something and put something on the docks.
So
what are you playing?
I do like the way this looks. I might try it.
I would check it out. The Crew 2.
It was a game they tried to like get a lot of people hooked on. And I don't think it sold well because of Forza Horizon. Was out around the same time as the first one.
Maybe.
So it did so well. But yeah, no, so I am playing two games I actually found on TikTok because I live on there. I played a little bit of Vulcanoids. So it's pretty much this island gets ravaged by a volcano that comes out of nowhere. And you are tasked with going back to the island and figuring out what's going on. And you come back in like a submarine and you come up onto the island and you find out there's robots everywhere you get a kill and that the volcano explodes every so often depending on your difficulty level. And you get to find these drills, these ginormous, pretty much, I don't know, like little house drills kind of things. And you got to like kind of build it up to attack the robots on the island. It's a really weird concept. It does not look great. It's a small team. Dom watched a video.
It reminds me of like shit. What's that like horror game that's underwater?
BioShock.
Yeah. BioShock. Like, reminds me of BioShock, like the
that's
first
like
BioShock.
What I was thinking when I saw it, I was like, this looks like a BioShock, but not good.
If you mix BioShock with Rust and then we're like, this is okay. It's a small team.
Let's add some diarrhea to this.
Yeah, it doesn't look great. It's got a lot of bugs. It is a small team that makes it, but it's got a lot of bugs. I say that I kind of played it because I only got the second tutorial mission and it's broken, so I couldn't go any further than that, which was fun. So I stopped playing because that sucked. But
it's that buggy.
It's that buggy. Yeah, the tutorial mission's broken, and there's too much to the game. Like, there's a lot of things you can do that I can't just, like, go do whatever I want. But the cool thing is they have two Trello boards that are up that are a roadmap for the game to show you exactly what they're working on, and a bug fixes Trello. So you can see when bugs are actually being fixed, if they're being worked on, you know, anything. And you can submit bugs to the company itself as well through the game. So you can actually see those on the Trello board as well. So it's kind of a cool, very intimate kind of thing where you can see how the company's fixing things. My problem is actually currently being fixed and probably be updated in the next bug patch. So I'm excited. They just added co-op. I don't know how that is because I didn't get far in the game. It is $20 right now. It's an early access game, of course, like every other game. Yeah. I see a lot of potential. It's rough right now. So I would wait if it's on
for
sale.
$20 for a rough game. It's a little iffy.
It's a little much. If it's on sale for like 10, I would pick it up then and give it a shot. I don't think it's worth 20 though. But the other game I bought, which is super worth $10 that I paid for it, probably worth even more, is Shotgun Farmers. I found this on TikTok. The one developer for it, shows off new ideas and new things he wants to show off.
Oh, cool.
And shows off like, oh, what if I put this into the game? Or does anyone have any ideas? And he talks about it on TikTok. But it's a game where it's first-person shooter. There's two teams, and you fight against each other. The cool thing is everything's, like, themed over farming. So the shotguns corn husks that you shoot, and they kind of pop out. You know, they have a chili flamethrower. They have a carrot rocket launcher.
The
names are really cool. The whole idea is nifty. The really cool thing is the guns don't have a lot of ammo, but if you shoot the ground with the gun, it starts growing a new gun, and after like a minute it'll grow a stock of that new gun and you can just pick it up.
That's a really cool concept. The whole concept
is awesome. The theme's really cool. It's very like kid-like kind of graphics. It's not like supposed to be super crazy graphics, but it looks really cool. They also have a limited time right now. There's a prop hunt version where you're a snowman hiding among other snowmen on the board. but if you don't move for a long time, your snowman starts deflating, and you can easily see that like you're way shorter than the other snowmen. So you have to move around constantly, and you can throw snowballs at the people hunting you. And freeze them for a few seconds so you can run away. Shit, that was fucking funny as hell.
So it's like basically a PvP thing where there's people and then there's snowmen. And as a snowman, you are trying not to get shot or
whatever?
You're
not trying to get found and shot and killed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's prop hunt in Gmod terms. So you're just like running around trying to like... You have to run around enough not to start deflating to be shown, but not enough that you get seen. I actually lasted a pretty long while in the game. One game I played. It's a lot of fun.
And that's good too, because lasting a long time is not your specialty.
No, it is not. I'm just two pump chump. The theme's fantastic. The game modes I played were two teams versus each other, just shooting each other. There was capture the flag, but it was capture the pig. You had to get on a pig and with a stick and carrot and lead it back to your base, which was a lot of fun. There was capture points on the board. You had to stay in there, and there was a scarecrow in the middle. They could like pick off like ammo from and stuff. It's just a really cool themed game that I am enjoying the shit out of. Like, the game mechanics are great. The shooting's fun. It's just a fun game, even if you're losing, just because it's so wacky.
Yeah,
and the game's constantly being added onto, and it's cross-platform. You can play on, I think it's Xbox and PC. I don't know. I have to look to see if it's across with the other platforms. But Shotgun Farms? No, Shotgun Farmers. That's what I want.
I definitely want to pick this game up. This looks Great.
Xbox One, Android, Microsoft Windows, Linux, Macintosh, operating systems, Xbox Series X, and Series X. So it's the Xbox and the PCs mostly.
Get it on Linux, everybody. You heard it here first.
Yeah. So yeah, the shooting any of the guns on the ground will start growing more guns, and the longer
they
grow.
Does that work for the rocket launcher too? Because like, I looked like the video that I saw, everybody was like, that was their strategy, was to shoot at the floor, which pretty much every rocket launcher in every game you do. Yeah. I didn't notice if it was starting to grow.
Yeah, it grows
more
if you hit the ground with it, it'll start growing. And the longer you wait, the more ammo it'll have. But if you wait too long, it'll just like rot and disappear. So it's just themed game, and just brings out of really cool ideas with the theme. And I had a lot of fun with it. It's super fucking worth the $10 that I paid for it. Yeah. I've played like a half an hour to an hour of it and was blown away how much fun I had with the game. I hope we can all play or stream it soon, because it's funny as fuck. Also, like, me and Dom watched one where you had to hold a chicken. Like, it was like hold the ball kind of thing, but it's
like
a chicken that yells
like
at you.
Yeah, like Oddball or whatever in Halo, where you hold it for, it's kind of like Capture the Flag, but instead you just, whoever's holding the ball the longest, and it was a chicken.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a chicken that just sits there and stares at you and balks once in a while. But it's a lot of fun. I highly, highly recommend Shotgun Farmers, and it's like one dude doing the whole development for the whole fucking thing. So go check that
out.
That's
nuts. Well, I just bought it, so.
Yeah.
Definitely got to try that. All right, so moving on to a little nerd news. Dom, why don't you tell us what you got?
Mm-hmm. All right, so today, and I'm glad that this happened today, Bethesda tweeted out a little teaser, and they have officially announced an Indiana Jones game that is coming, made by their company Machine Games, who I don't know what else Machine Games has made. They made Wolfenstein. That's what Machine Games is known for most, I think.
No.
The new ones. Wolfenstein, The New Order, The Old Blood, The New Colossus, basically all the new Wolfenstein games.
Except
for is what they do.
The Bethesda one, because they made that one, right?
What do you mean? The New Colossus is the Bethesda one.
No, the one after that where it's the twins.
Youngblood?
Yeah, I thought that was...
No, I thought that
was Bethesda.
No, that's them.
Maybe they're publishing it?
Bethesda is the publisher,
that's what it is.
Yeah. Bethesda tweeted it out, said that Machine Games is making it. Lucas Media, I guess it would be, is collaborating with them on it. And it's from Todd Howard, the creative director of Bethesda, is going to be an executive producer for it. We don't have a title yet. We don't have anything known for it yet, other than I think it's not going to like start being in production really until next year at some point.
So it's probably going to be like 5 years from now before we get like a E3 release.
Yeah. I'm not entirely sure, because they had a game in development like 10 years ago for PS3 and 360. And it was like really far along. And then all of a sudden LucasArts just like pulled the plug on it. So I don't know if this is a revitalization of that, or if it's entirely different, or if they're using like, you know, maybe they're just using the story from that and making the game around it. Not entirely sure. Mm. There obviously isn't a whole lot of information because it just came out today.
Yeah, I wonder if this is going to be related to the new Lucasfilm Games branding that just happened.
It probably is, and I think this year it might be the 40th anniversary of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, if they were smart, they would try and get it out.
And you have
a
new movie coming out as well soon, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a new Indiana Jones movie. Let me check Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Also, Machine Games is owned by ZeniMax Media, which is Bethesda's parent company. So that's why.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I think Machine Games is owned by Bethesda, who is owned by ZeniMax. I think that's how.
No.
Unless everything's just owned by ZeniMax at this point.
ZeniMax Media acquired Machine Games in fucking 2010. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this year is the 40th anniversary of Raiders of the Lost Ark. So
nice.
It would be good to, you know, kind of get it out this year as a 40th anniversary, but also don't rush it, because if it's just announced right now and it was literally just a teaser, like nothing is known about it, then I can't imagine it's far along enough where they would be able to get it out this year and not make it a giant pile of shit.
But, also, like, now there's a gap of those kind of games where Tomb Raider's done. They've already finished that three-part series, so, and I don't know about the Nathan Drake games at all. I don't
Uncharted.
Know. Yeah, I don't know about Uncharted at all. The movie's coming out soon, but I don't know about the games at all. So there's a little bit of a gap where they could fill it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously my concern is that this should be that type of like third-person action adventure like Tomb Raider is, but it's, you know, Machine Games' only thing is Wolfenstein, which is a first-person shooter, so that makes me a little bit nervous that they're either not going to be able to pull off the third-person adventure very well, or they're going to try and make it first-person, which I got to tell you, using a whip in first-person, I've done it in games before. It's not what you want. And well, it's kind of Indiana Jones...
The opposite of the cyberpunk and Witcher kind of thing, where CD Projekt Red made The Witcher in the series, where it's a third-person kind of action game, and then went to cyberpunk, which is a first-person shooter. So it's kind of the other switch.
Yeah. So hopefully they can pull it off. Obviously, Indiana Jones is an awesome IP, and I think it would be great to have an awesome game from them.
Is it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Indiana Jones... There's so much you can do with Indiana Jones.
Did you ever watch that last movie?
There's so many.
Yeah, and it's horrible. Oh, no. But like,
you mean The Last Crusade?
You can't say that Indiana Jones as a whole sucks just because one of the movies that was made way too late is bad.
Yeah.
And another movie that's probably also going to be bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a little bit more faith in them now, but I can confirm that this is announced on the Star Wars website. Under Lucas Games, so
okay,
it is a part of that new branding.
But there's also nothing more. Yeah, I was looking at the Twitter replies for it because they're really funny. Because you know, Bethesda and ZeniMax are now owned by Microsoft, so of course the first question is like, is this going to be cross-platform or is this going to be a Microsoft exclusive? And you know, the top 6 replies to the tweets were like, this better be on PlayStation. Please put this on PlayStation. And then just like people roasting those motherfuckers in the comments because like, you know, whenever someone's like, you know, this should be on Xbox, then people are like, why don't you just get a PlayStation, little bitch? And like, they're just giving it right back to them and like really going hard. And it's like, it would be smart for them to put it on PlayStation, but just people fighting over it is funny to me.
But, wow.
I'm looking forward to more news about it. I think it'll be cool. I mean, it's Indiana Jones, so, you know. How bad could it be?
You just fucking jinxed the shit out of that thing.
Good job. So moving on, some more nerd news. Speaking of horrible, TJ, you got some news for us.
This isn't horrible. Well, I guess.
Horrible.
So Phasmophobia is coming. Always had this thing where you could say the ghost's name in the game and you can kind of taunt.
Mary Smith.
You just run into the house, yell the name, close the door, and then run back. And everyone else gets eaten. And it was kind of a like rumor that like whoever was talking was the one that the ghost chased. Apparently that rumor was untrue until now. They're doing a new update in the beta on, January 11th? So it was yesterday or next Monday? I can't figure that out. But pretty much
January 11th was yesterday, just for
I know,
the
but
sake
it's,
of...
it says build on Monday, and I don't know if that means yesterday for us recording or the next Monday. But pretty much the ghost will listen to players' voices while they're hunting. So while just casually talking. And it will go after the places where it hears more noise. So people who are louder, it'll go after more often. People who whisper, it won't go after as much. So me yelling, all the screaming yelling that you do when you see it, it'll come.
Good luck, dipshit.
It'll come after you more.
But also, if it comes after you for being the one who taunts it, is much better because you're right. A lot of people would just come in, Mary Smith, Mary Smith, Mary Smith, and then lock the door, and everyone else get killed.
Yep.
Yeah. I wonder if that also ties into some of the other like trigger words, like afraid, like I'm afraid. If that'll like get the ghost on you more, but like, you know, we when we played, it was the whole thing. We kept saying, I thought, and I kept saying to you guys, no, you don't need to hold down, when you're talking to the ghost, but apparently you do.
Yeah.
And now,
well, if you have push to talk, that's different. On, you gotta turn local push to talk off so that, you have proximity chat on all the time and then use the walkie talkie when you're not within range.
Yep. But if you're loud with it, it's now going to target you more often than before, which is the worst horrifying thing in the goddamn world.
It's the way it should be.
Yeah, it definitely should be, because it definitely makes people like me not go around yelling. Mm-hmm. And it also targets
this loud
people.
I've also never
really
had luck with just like saying the name over and over again. Like, that doesn't do anything as far as I've seen.
It will now. It will definitely now.
Right,
really
which
updated.
Is, I guess, good, but like, you know, that was like thing everyone said, like, don't just say the ghost's name because they'll come after you. And I go in there and I'm like, Mary Smith, and just nothing. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that was
also,
actually
we usually
a thing
do
before.
It like as we just open the door in the first run and just like whatever the name is. And it's just like, meh, I got to get more pissed off before I
did
eat
you
all of
see
you.
The other fixes in that beta announcement?
I haven't yet.
The ghost can now open locked doors similar to normal doors, and the ghost can now open doors, closet. Those are the changes. The door can now open doors, closets, and lockers when hunting, and it can only be stopped by holding the door closed.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
That makes it so much scarier.
Fuck that.
I wonder if like the door like shakes and whatnot.
It probably does.
Oh, God. We got to get back on Phasmophobia, boys.
Oh, boy.
We do. Ugh.
I want to get an Oculus so bad. Man.
There was also.
I have the Oculus Quest, but I don't know if it's available for that.
I don't know if you're.
It is.
That might be an update.
As a heads up, this is an experimental part that's being added. Yeah. So it's going to have some issues. And they've already said it could have issues. It's voice, so it's hard to kind of peg down.
But I already have the beta. Builds installed on my machine because they have extra levels that are still in beta and I don't have any issues with them. So I really expect this to not really be that buggy.
Mm-hmm. They also fixed a bug in the prison where you could walk through the exterior walls.
Nice.
It's not a bug, it's a feature.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't done that one yet, the prison.
Oh my
that
God.
Is
it's
pretty
horrifying.
Awesome.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
I'm excited.
So they just like add the things that like make you the most nervous, and also the things that people use to kind of get around being scared. So like just running in a door, closing it, and not having to do anything. It's like the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
Now you have to be involved with not dying.
Yeah, and for the longest time, I thought the ghost did listen to you. So, like, we'd always be like, oh, the ghost is hunting shit. And we'd all, like, run in, close the door. Like, everyone, turn off your flashlights. Everyone, shut up. And everyone, like, keeps talking. And, of course, like, nothing ever happens. We just hear, like, the ghost going up and down. Everyone's just chatting. Like, nothing's going on. So I think it's going to be much more interesting now. And I especially love the fact that, like, if you are a screamer in the game, that you're fucked.
Yeah, it's going to target you. So the more afraid in this game you are, the more chance you're going to get your head eaten.
Like,
which
a real,
is the
like
way
real
it
ghost.
Should be.
Yep.
Yep.
Just like
real. There was one time where I
hid in a room with the ghost.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
That was great. And you were just
quick, everybody
on
hide.
The window.
Wait,
there
what
was
room
one
am
time
I in?
Where I went into a room and closed the door. And I guess the ghost like snuck in while I was closing the door. So like 2 seconds later, I turned around and he was in that room and it fucking killed me. And I was like, I closed the door. He must have like got in while I was closing it.
There's one ghost type that can go through walls.
Yeah, it's probably like the demon or some shit. The one that's like pissed off more times than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's the ghost
one
type
that can go through walls.
Again, if you've not played this game, go pick it. If you have friends, go pick it up. It's a very spooky time, and you will shit your pants by the end of it.
It's another great single developer game that I would highly recommend throwing your money at. So let's take a quick break to line our pockets with cash. We'll be right back. And we're back. Some geek on, geek off. I got something real quick. I haven't talked in a while. It's me. It's
CJ
my turn.
CJ cutting the lawn on every single thing.
It's my
cut the
turn.
Line
I did
fucking,
it for you
what are you
too
playing? Cut the lawn on geek shit. On, geek off. This motherfucker.
I'm not even gonna ask Dom about his thing. I'm just gonna keep saying stuff. For those of you that live in the States, you know that Congress recently got through a huge COVID relief and spending bill. So it was like a combined bill. It was like COVID stuff, but also their spending bill for the end of the year to make sure all the government agencies keep working. And, you know, when it comes to these very large bills that are very encompassing and they know that they're going to get pushed through, a lot of people like to shove shit in there. And what a few Congress members decided to do was
stuff it in there like a mailbox.
Yeah. What they decided to do was tell the U.S. intelligence agencies that they have 180 days to share what they know about UFOs.
I didn't know they could just hand over a blank piece of paper.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, this also comes with earlier in the year or in 2020, was it like back in like April or something, 2020, there were some declassified videos that were released of UFOs, which kind of got like brushed to the side in like the early months of 2020 where everything
was
happening.
That was that whole big thing with the deadly disease and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know.
The what?
So I just think that's like hilarious that they have 180 days to write a report to Congress declassifying as much as they can. And I'm really curious to see like what they're going to actually get.
It's
and how
be,
long it's going to take.
It's going to be, we thought this was a UFO. Oh, never mind. It was a Russian spy satellite. Like that's all it's going to be. Yeah. It's not going to be Area 51's a cover. Area 52's here. We got green aliens fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think that's a thing.
I just don't understand what they're planning on accomplishing with this.
It was let's just shove this shit in here just for shits and giggles.
Was it like a, haha, let's see if they actually read this shit? Was it Led Zeppelin, maybe? Somebody, one of the bands back in the 80s, put a clause in their contract that every show that they played had to have a bowl of M&Ms with all of the brown M&Ms taken out. And they only put it in there to see if the people were actually reading their contracts when they signed them. So if they went to a venue and they didn't have that bowl of M&Ms, they knew that somebody didn't read the contract. So, is that what this is? We're just trying to prove that they didn't read the spending bill? What the fuck?
Or it's like somebody Congress is like a UFO thumper.
That might be it. How does this benefit the country?
I think so. If you read any of the articles that came out around it, a lot of it is mentioned about UFOs specifically over military bases. And I think the Senate intelligence committees or the House intelligence committees are just we need to know. What is flying over our military bases so we can figure out what to do as far as legislation and, levying taxes and stuff like that on foreign nations.
But that's what I don't understand. If it's flying above, just shoot it. That's it. That should be what they write down. If it flies above us, just shoot it.
Or
balloon
boy,
I'm amazed they haven't. Yeah.
Or what? It's gonna say there was a fucking spaceship with green aliens in it, and you're just gonna be like, "Yep, we're gonna make legislation for that now." What the fuck?
What do you expect? I had to imagine that the majority of the cases are going to be like, oh, some idiot flew his drone over here again.
Yeah.
Fucking shoot it.
Yeah. Or it's a satellite that's falling down to the sky. Like, yeah. Fucking knows.
Shoot it.
Yeah.
Fucking shoot it.
So I honestly, I don't know what they're trying to get at. I don't know what they're going to accomplish with this. But good luck to Congress, and 2021 will be the year of the alien invasion. So look forward to that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this is some weird, like, partisan thing where they're, like, trying to get leverage and being like, well, if you don't do what we say and sign this bill, we're just going to release all this classified information about aliens. Like,
reptiles,
is that where they're trying to go with this? Like, are you that desperate?
Reptiles run the Congress and, you know.
Yeah,
I knew it.
Yeah,
the moon
we
is flat.
Know that
or
they're
whatever
lizard
the
people.
Yeah.
Goddamn lizard people. All right, so moving on to something else. Dom, you got something.
Mm-hmm. So, I was watching Deadpool and Deadpool 2 yesterday because they're both fucking great movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good because this past weekend, Kevin Feige confirmed that Deadpool 3 is currently in some sort of development, pre-planning stages at this point. It is going to be part of the MCU canon, and going to be an R-rated movie when it's done.
That's dope.
Wow.
So
I'm shocked.
Literally everything you could want. It's being written again by Lizzie and Wendy Molyneux, who I think wrote possibly both of the first two, with Ryan Reynolds overseeing it, which is great because he helped write the other ones as well. I mean, it's like, it's exactly what you want, and it's going to have a lot of potential with everything else that's going on because WandaVision premieres this week. And from what I hear from reviews and stuff is it's incredible. So, like I said previously, is like, I thought WandaVision was going to really open up like a whole new world to Marvel, because they can, now they're getting to the point where they can kind of just like do anything they want and get away with it under the banner of like, well, WandaVision was strange, like that type of stuff. Yeah. So,
yeah.
It's going to really open up a lot of, and now we are going to officially have a Spider-Man multiverse. So like, there's so much shit that you can do at this point. I'm hoping that Cable is back, because Cable is awesome and Josh Brolin is incredible as Cable. And it's just like, I was just thinking about like all the jokes they could make at this point.
Yeah.
Like,
now they can reference all that stuff and what they could put in this movie from the MCU.
Yeah. You know, tying that in, like, I was like, oh, they need to make Thanos jokes, obviously, since Josh Brolin plays Cable and Thanos. But they did actually make a Thanos joke in Deadpool 2, even though that wasn't part of the
MCU.
They did, yeah. So that was interesting. But like, they could do just so much. I want, my ultimate thing would be to get Paul Rudd involved and have Deadpool and Ant-Man do some stuff together. Because like, Ryan Reynolds and Paul Rudd on screen together would be fucking amazing.
Oh my God.
Like,
that would be good.
Like, that should be the whole movie right there. It's just Deadpool and Ant-Man doing stupid shit.
It'd be cool to see Spider-Man, Tom Holland, and Ryan Reynolds. Like, any of the characters with Deadpool would be amazing, just because how ridiculous it goes.
I feel like
he's
Spider-Man
such a cinnamon roll, though.
Involved. I think that's what's so funny about it, is like, I don't know. I think Spider-Man's got to be
just
in it, because like, there's just too
know,
many
Mr.
good jokes.
Deadpool. I don't know if we should be doing that, Mr. Deadpool.
Just
blowing
just
people's
too
heads
many
off.
Jokes. Yeah. They did say
Spider-Man accidentally kills a guy.
Yeah, that would be funny. Or like Spider-Man, like, I mean, I guess Colossus kind of did it too, but like Spider-Man can like wrap him up and be like, oh, we finally defeated him. And Deadpool just like fucking blows his head off and like pisses off Spider-Man. He just worked his ass off to like capture this guy alive and he just shoots him. Like, there's just like unlimited potential for a movie like this with everybody that could possibly be involved. They did say it's not even going to begin filming until next year at earliest.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to be a 2023 movie, maybe a 2024 movie, but that's probably good because we're going to get a lot of other stuff in between. We're going to get Thor 4, Spider-Man 3, Doctor Strange 2, Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2, all of the Disney Plus shows that we're getting, the Black
Secret
Widow
Invasion,
movie. So
Loki.
Like, yeah. So, there's going to be a like a big chunk of stuff that they can work with too. So there's probably going to be a lot of stuff that we haven't even seen, then that's going to be the references and jokes there. But like, damn, it's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah. Now that it's officially part of the MCU.
Yeah. And, and you know, it's funny because like, the first Deadpool, I was like, when we saw that in theaters, I was like, Jesus Christ, like, that's like one of the top Marvel movies, superhero movies. It's so good, like full on 10 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And I saw Deadpool 2 in the theaters too. And like, I liked it, but I was like, you know, it just wasn't as good as the first one. I watched them back to back yesterday and I was like, you know what? It kind of is as good as the first one. Like,
oh yeah.
I don't know why there was like a lot of stuff where I was like, it was, you know, it was really good, but like, you know, I just didn't love the way that it was like paced and set. But like, no, I watched it last night and I was like, Jesus Christ, this really is a good movie. And it's like just as good as the first one.
Mm. So maybe that's the trick, to watch it one after the other.
Yeah. I'm hoping that they do it again with the third. And I just, this is one of the movies where I kind of have a feeling like it might be the best one of the series, which is really going to be difficult to accomplish, but
especially the third one, it's kind of hard.
I mean, Thor did it, but
it went in a different, totally different direction than the other two though.
Right. And Thor 1 and 2 were in 10 out of 10 movies.
Yeah.
You know, like Thor 1's good. Thor 2 fucking sucks. So like, you know, Thor 3 being the best set of the three was like, you know, an actual possibility.
True.
And like the same thing with Avengers, like Avengers 1 is amazing. Avengers 2 is not really that great. It's good. It's fine. But like, it's not the best. So when they come out with Infinity War and Endgame, it's like, oh, like having that as the best is like an actual potential. But like, this
well, it's also lead up to how many years of shit?
Fucking 10 years. Like, so I have so much excitement for this movie, but you know, knowing that we won't see it for 2 or 3 years is a little bit painful, especially because I feel like the first two came out pretty close to each other. Like,
it was kind of one after the other kind of thing.
Yeah, they were 2 years apart, 2016 for Deadpool, 2018 for Deadpool 2. So it's like 2 years between that, and now gonna be 5 years at least in between 2 and 3. Like,
well, yeah, I think with the acquisition and then COVID as well, it probably pushed the movie back a long time.
What acquisition?
Not acquisition, but just like Deadpool in general being accepted into the MCU.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Disney buying Fox helped that.
Yeah.
Because like, it's a Fox movie. It was. I don't know if it's going to be or if they're just going to full on just make it a Marvel movie. But yeah, it probably helped that Disney bought Fox, because now it's like, regardless of what umbrella it's under, it's still a Disney movie and still can be in the same universe.
Well, that probably threw off like the ideas that they had for the movie, because now they have so many more opportunities. And then with COVID, they probably pushed back production a while.
Also, Ryan Reynolds is doing like 10 different movies and stuff right now. So I'm sure he's also just insanely busy.
Yeah.
But so it's gonna be, Deadpool is fucking great. I actually was wearing my Deadpool sweatshirt. I went to go visit my niece over the weekend, and she really likes cats, but she's, you know, 1 year old, so she can't say cat. She just goes, she's like trying to say kitty.
Yeah.
And for some reason, she thought the Deadpool logo on my shirt was a cat, so she just kept pointing at Deadpool and going,
oh, God.
I was just like, not quite.
Close enough?
That's fun. Well, there's a lot to look forward to, definitely with the Marvel Universe and everything, and UFOs coming our way. So get on the lookout. Hopefully 2024 we'll see some Deadpool and some UFOs. That's all for us this week. Thank you for listening. To find our social media links, previous episodes, or leave us a voice message, please visit us at genfailedcast.com. Normally here, we would ask you to support our show with a small contribution, but this week, we'd like you to consider donating to an organization like Black Lives Matter or the NAACP. If you like what you've heard, please follow us on Spotify or leave a review on iTunes. Everybody say bye.
Bye.